Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're up.
Sweet.
I wonder what it sounds like to eat a pickle on mic.
We'll find out, I'm sure, momentarily.
Food. What are you going to have? Did you order already?
No.
Okay.
We're at Lenny's on Westwood in, what is this, West LA? Right by the West Side Pavilion.
It's a little on the filthy, dirty, creepy side.
Nope.
I'll tell you that much.
What? The restaurant?
The people.
The people in this neighborhood?
Yes.
Yeah. The restaurant's fantastic. I like this. It's good. Got a lot of steeped history.
You
want to
know something
history?
Else that's fantastic
steeped.
Around here? Right around the corner is the best Indian restaurant we've ever eaten.
That's fantastic. Why are we not there?
It was empty.
Well, why are we not
it's
there?
It's the best Indian
food. Do you
food.
Like Indian food?
Hate it, but why are we not
well,
there?
Well, that, maybe that's
do you hate
why.
It really?
Yeah,
it's so
I don't
good.
Like, I don't like paste. I like to chew my food, not slurp it.
Do you like fried
curry
rice
chicken.
And stuff? Because we always usually just get chicken curry and fried rice and then naan. And then some dips.
Yeah, it will be. Let me set the scene here.
It's a very cucumbery pickle, isn't it?
So we're sitting in a booth here, getting a lot of weird looks from a bunch of old Jewish women.
I don't have headphones on, but...
I don't either, but I assume it was offensive.
And Mike is sitting across from me in his booth, holding his microphone up to his head, up to his mouth. Tara is holding her microphone, much like a reporter. I'm coming to you from the scene live, where a hit and run just occurred.
I'm going to do Lemmy. I do Lemmy now.
The way that you're holding the mic, though, is
no,
very...
I like
the way
you're doing it discreet.
I kind of wish
oh,
I had
get
a
casual. Casually.
Oh, ha,
And I'm sitting here with my actual stand, Mike's stand, yeah. on the table and my headphones on. So I look like a ham radio operator.
But the weirdest thing about your
A lot of confusing looks because it's crowded in here. Yeah.
You have a big mic with mm-hmm. a big bass on
big
it.
Big bass, yeah.
And your mic is the most conspicuous, at least conspicuous mic here.
Kind of.
Mine has this giant orange foam thing on it.
It looks
Tyler's
like...
yellow.
Yeah, you guys have like the... They look like Muppets gone wrong, like lazy Muppets.
Gone wrong?
Or like, you know, like somebody who's like stoned, like, I'll make a Muppet.
Yeah. Yours looks like, what's it called, Beaker? Bleaker?
Yes, Beaker's great.
Beaker?
Which, what are we having, by the way?
Do you want to split a sandwich?
Yeah. Oh, Christ. Yeah, so, welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. That is Mike Carano talking conspicuously straight ahead of me with his half Muppet microphone. And there's Tara Lynn Barr.
Hello.
Holding her microphone as though she's reporting live from the scene of an accident. And
Hi.
Tyler's microphone sits here.
Next to the,
okay,
the
I'm
pickles.
Voting, I'd like to go with either pastrami, brisket.
Okay.
All right, you want a hole so we can split?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then on the side, mm-hmm. do you want coleslaw or potato salad or mini potato pancakes? That sounds kind of good. That's
latkes? Are they latkes?
I don't want...
It says mini potato pancakes. They're trying to keep it...
Yeah, they're trying to keep it like
keep
very
it
goy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not scare away the goys by calling them latkes.
What's a latke?
I'll try anything.
We're going to do this at the world famous Cantor's, but because of time restraints and whatnot. Hey, it was either this or nothing.
I got a feeling this restaurant's better than Cantor's.
Really?
Yeah.
What gives you that
I think
feeling?
They're very similar.
Yeah. Let's Cantor's, I think, is overrated. You
yeah.
know it's number one.
All delis are overrated, I think. Delis are the most expensive restaurants
yep.
for the shittiest
yes.
food.
It's not the shittiest food, but they are expensive. But you know it's number one.
Brent's.
You
yes.
got it.
Yes.
Are you in agreement with us on that?
Brent's is whatever. Deli's a deli. I know
no.
that's sacrilege. Uh-uh. Okay, all right. All right.
Brent's?
We went
do you
to
think
Brent's
is the best?
Brent's is pretty delicious.
Pretty.
You don't think
she
it's the
seems kind of on the fence about it. She seems kind of like, eh,
you
yeah,
told
it works.
Me it was the best.
So what's happened? I feel like we just did a show. We kind of just did.
When did we do the last show?
We did it, I don't know, a couple days ago. Friday. It was Friday at the Improv, and we did it there in the showroom, which was kind of surreal. I enjoyed that.
No way. That's
start
fun.
Doing that on
we sat in the back.
Semi-reg.
Have fun.
Semi-reg. Regular bass. I think the next one will be better.
Even though it wasn't my fault, let me apologize to the listeners for the horrible levels of that show. It was almost unlistenable.
Speaking of which, I can't tell if I'm like breathing directly into the mic.
You're fine.
Okay,
you're good.
Great. Look, they have a Monte Cristo.
Okay. I can't wait for the ordering portion of this program to be over.
I'm just admiring.
Act one is nothing but ordering.
Look, they've got one called an Emmy that
has
corned beef, pastrami, Swiss cheese, and Russian dressing. That sounds good.
Something healthy and stupid. I'm having the...
Don't get a salad, whatever you do.
Turkey breast scramble.
All right.
Or maybe the healthy kale egg white scramble.
Oh, do they have breakfast? Do they serve breakfast all day?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Mike?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do breakfast.
You think so?
They do
well,
it really.
Let's just take a look.
Look at this strange twist on it. They put the breakfast on the first page and then lunch, middle, dinner at the end.
That's really weird.
Strange twist. Yeah.
It's really confusing.
For me, it kind of is. I usually go to sleep right around the time breakfast is starting up.
I wish we were at the Madonna Inn right now.
Yeah, I wish we were a lot of places other than here.
But this is your idea.
Gavilta fish. Yeah, because it's the only thing that worked for all of us, kind of, even though Tyler's not here.
You
want
to leave and just go to that Indian restaurant around the corner?
I got to go to work.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You got to go
that's
drop right. things off.
I'm sorry.
We got stuff to do.
If we get an Emmy, yeah. it has basically what you want, which
Lord.
Is corned beef, pastrami, Swiss cheese.
Okay.
Do you like Swiss
cheese? All right, Ty.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
I'll do that.
We're a family now. Tyler's joining us.
All right.
Either he's going to add to the ordering cacophony or is
hey, cool cacophony. Wallet.
Hello.
Or he's going to
What's cool about it?
I don't know. It kind of looks like a really small version of the wallet that I just bought, which has fruit on it. Thanks.
This is
thanks,
a train.
Like you spilled
Macy's.
Fruit on it? Or
no, it's got like...
grapes and
it's yeah. got grapes.
That screams grandma.
Yeah, now that I see that in light, I was just going to say that is old lady wallet.
That really? Is an old, uh-huh. old lady wallet or a young hipster's wallet. You take your pick there.
It kind of matches my bag. Though.
If you hold on to it long enough, it can be both.
But Mike's out. You saw my old wallet,
yeah.
and my old wallet was a man's wallet.
Yeah,
and it was
yeah.
falling apart. That's a cool wallet that you,
you
have.
Know
that
was, you know why it was a man's wallet? Because it had money in it.
Hey, you set them right up.
It was falling
up.
Apart.
You
there was so
right
much
up.
Money. There's money spewing
that?
Out of it.
That's sauerkraut. You eat it with a fork, like a good
utensils.
Like a good German would.
Those are
it's
very
weird that they have sauerkraut
pickles.
Here.
Not quite pickled pickles.
I like a raw pickle.
Let's order.
That's delicious.
I mean, what?
Let's get, is it?
That's delicious.
I'm not
hey, I've been hoping
sauerkraut.
For a coffee since I sat down 30 minutes ago. We're not going over what I'm ordering again. We're not doing that. We're not that show. We're not Next. The We're not the let's review what we're ordering numerous times show.
Mm. We've also got a special everyone. Guest underneath the booth.
All right. Shh.
I just had a bite of sauerkraut that you said was delicious.
It's an acquired taste.
And I guess I'm not a fan of sauerkraut.
It's pickled cabbage. And it's pickled to the point that it loses all color. It's just white.
It's delicious on a hot dog.
But
it looks
you,
like
did you try
it's
that?
Not, it's, I don't think it's vinegary enough.
Get
it's too
a, get
winey.
Get a fork and try a bite of it.
It looks like don't, the shavings of a very
delicious.
Pale
Can
man's
Can I tell you that walking
skin.
Up to a booth and just sitting down and grabbing a macaroon?
Don't do it.
Jumping into conversation is a strange experience.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it, though. I wish we did this. There's a woman eyeballing us from another booth.
Oh, they're all. I got them from across. You can't
wine.
See mine,
you
but
chose
I got
a strange booth.
Like if the goal as a man was to
it's
get old,
I like it.
Too much wine.
Crusty women to stare
is
at you. We found
sauerkraut?
The sweet spot.
Yeah, I got a crusty woman over there staring at me too.
All right, guys. Before we go any further, I just got to tell you, I'm in a little bit of a weird spot. I'm still a little bit not to to borrow from Mike Carano's lexicon. I'm a bit shaken up still. I lost my cool on the film vault just
Ooh.
Now. We just finished recording maybe 20 minutes ago.
It's very tense.
And never have I lost my cool like that. I won't think on any other than Loveline against with Corolla. I used to lose my cool like that with Corolla on a fairly regular basis. But I just got kind of into it with my
did you know
co-host. And
cool?
I feel bad. No, because I did. But I pep-talked myself and I said, Anderson, be cool.
Was it over a movie? Was it over something innocuous?
No. I lose my cool with that stuff all the time.
It's
but
over
it's
all
like,
movies, technically.
It's on the surface. You know what I mean?
You know Anderson does another podcast called
yeah,
The Film Vault?
I do know that.
He's been doing that for six, seven,
yeah,
8 years.
It,
we started like doing demos of it in 2003, so it's been a long, long
was
time.
Was it personal is my question.
Very personal,
oh,
yes.
Okay. Well,
very, very personal.
Lay it on her.
I came home
just me.
The other night, and Brian's truck was out in front of my house.
Stupid.
Oh, no.
No.
And he was fucking
you know,
my dog.
Novel
this is good, actually. This is good because we have a. You know what? He's going to listen to this too, like just like he listened to last week's episode. So, but it's good that we have fresh ears on this because I would like to get your take. And please don't pander
okay.
to me. Please don't tell me what you think I want to hear.
Okay.
Just give me the. You're in showbiz. You get how things happen,
I,
right?
I am in. No, I know
what
we're
going
to order. I'd love to give my
honest
two
opinion.
Cents,
yes.
Maybe three,
please.
Maybe four, maybe a healthy nickel.
I feel bad.
Enough with the bit.
I personally feel bad right now. Talking about it because
you
want to
call
here,
him and get him on speaker?
No,
because
I already know what his take. He gave a full rainbow of different takes on it when I confronted him.
Like he put a gay slant on it.
Kind of, actually, the last text I got was he says he's looking forward to the makeup sex. Yeah. It so ended, let me just say, it ended with him telling me that he loves me and he gave me a hug. Like I was a child or something, like I needed it. But I know that he was trying to do the right thing and he was trying to be nice, right?
So you saw his car, you drove away.
I'm kidding, he wasn't banging my wife.
Today and you said,
joking.
You fuck my wife?
No. So... I'll just play the audio.
No, let me just explain it to you. Anderson and Brian have been doing the Film Vault podcast for upwards of 10 years.
Okay.
Or more.
Maybe I'm overreacting. I might be.
Brian announced on Corolla's show that he is starting a new film podcast.
Okay. Without telling...
You're oversimplifying things.
How recent was that?
No, weeks? A caller called in and said Thursday. That he loved the way that Brian talks about movies. Would you ever think about doing your own movie podcast? And without saying, oh, yeah, I do one with Anderson. It's called The Film Vault. He was like, yeah, I've been thinking about starting my own.
And I've been talking to the hairy guy. It went just like this. I'll play it.
Yeah, it is a little bit useful by starting a TV podcast.
That's the caller
and,
calling.
I was wondering if Bald Brian ever thought of expanding Baldywood into a podcast of his own.
Yeah, thanks, Mo. Yeah, that's been in the works for a few months. I proposed it to Adam a few months ago. He gave me the thumbs up, and I got distracted with some other stuff in the meantime. But yeah, that's going to happen. I want to make it a sort of a once a week podcast, and I love talking movies. So why not? I'm all for it. Would you listen, Mo?
We can't hear it. But
you can hear it.
I heard it. I have very very good.
She has very good ears.
20/20 hearing. And that well, it's a bummer that he did it behind your back. First of
right.
all. Second of all, and I don't mean to, because I don't really know the guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
It's not behind his back. That's the issue. The issue is he already does a film podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the difference between, I mean, what's better about a guy doing a solo film podcast? What's better than...
That's not the point.
But if someone called up to a radio show and was like, Tyler, you should do a show where you like talk with two guys and you go out to delis.
Like,
and
I actually found two guys.
Yeah. And if I wasn't like, oh yeah, I actually already do a show like that. It's called The After Disaster. If I was just like, yeah, I've been thinking about starting one of those.
He's
kind of funky.
He's not a climber. He doesn't seem like a climber. I've met him. He seems like a cool dude.
Who? Tyler? Yeah, he is.
What?
Brian? Climber.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that because he listens to this show.
He is a climber.
For is
sure,
he?
Yeah. And I called him a sociopath,
and
he did exhibit a lot of sociopathic behavior.
We're probably never going to come take our order because we're just talking and recording the whole time.
Yeah, that's what happened last time.
Yeah, last time they made it sit for like a half.
Should we just not talk? Order. You think that'll work?
Let's not talk.
Let's just flag someone down.
Let's look around, like sad.
I'll ask
hungry.
The lady that keeps looking over if she can flag our waitress down.
I don't know if we have a waitress or a waiter because I haven't seen one or the other ever.
Okay, how about this?
Should I ask
Michael's holding his hand up in the air.
Should I ask them how they make this vegan tuna fish dish?
Yeah, how does it? Vegan means like good to all animals, right? Do they hate tuna so much they don't even
question.
Think
There's
of them?
No tuna in there. I'll tell you that much.
Why are they so insistent
Hi.
On?
Hey, oh, bye. See,
I didn't know if he was like a table.
He's
like
the guy that brought the sauerkraut and pickles, but okay. I think that that's as far. I think that's the top
as
echelon
reach.
Of his.
That's what I was wondering.
Responsibilities here.
I'm gonna just peek, just a wee peek.
You were about to ask a question though too.
The apple pan is like a block away from here, but they're closed.
Vegans and vegetarians.
Unfortunately, there's no booths either.
But they're closed also.
And there's no booths.
Vegans and vegetarians are so insistent on being cruelty free.
Yeah.
And yet they're like, but I want it to be like a fake.
I know it's weird. It is strange. Yeah.
Like a tofu. Like I want it to feel like
also. What happens if they find out the plants have feelings?
Yeah.
We're all fucked.
Then well, they're what? Also. I've known some vegans that had no problem breaking up with somebody.
What?
They were.
Oh.
They're willing like to
that
hurt
hurts,
other people.
Hurts people. Wow. Yes.
Yeah. No problem not giving a homeless guy money.
All right.
Okay.
Should we just ask for more pickles?
Can we get like 40 more pickles? Maybe throw some pastrami on them?
I
gotta say,
loaf
the
of
microphones
there,
is probably the big reason we don't get good service.
Well, it's not a particularly welcoming
By the way.
Look.
No, it's definitely not.
You know what would be great is
I would
if
be
we
curious.
Were doing a restaurant review podcast right now.
That's what I'm always afraid they're going to think.
Yeah, of
well,
course.
When you walk by, just be like, well,
but that
it's
could work in our advantage.
Minutes,
that could work in our advantage.
It should work in
right
our
advantage.
Right this way. I'm a Yelp reviewer.
If that's what they thought.
What are you getting?
What am I
Stop it. No, no. That's why they're not coming by, because you guys are both studying the, like it's the Turan. The Torah.
The Turan.
What is that?
The Turan.
Did I just combine two?
Yes. Yes, two holy texts into one.
We are totally ready. Yeah. They're done reading the Turan.
Oh, you know what?
The Torah. The Torah and the Quran.
We're combine. Share,
we should write that. It might make peace.
I don't think so.
Rye bread is fine.
Oh, that'd be great.
And on the side.
The Turan would bring peace to a lot of people, I think. No?
What do you think?
Mixing the two? And we could throw a little Scientology in there?
Yeah, that would fix it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, dinner specials. I didn't see that. We're going to need some more time.
Shut up.
They're latkes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is the exciting new...
Okay, we'll do the potato pancakes, please. Right. And can I get a chocolate milkshake also?
Exciting new show where we spend a lot of time on the...
Can I do the grilled chicken breast sandwich?
Oh.
Well, that just sounds lovely.
And I'll do fries.
fries, a hamburger bun.
And the vegan
can
tuna.
I do
can I have the non-vegan tuna?
Kaiser roll would be great.
Lettuce, tomato, okay?
Yes, please.
Perfect. Turkey breast scramble, please.
Turkey scramble, side choice fruit.
Yeah, that's good.
Bagel or toast?
Toast, please.
Wheat?
Sourdough, you got it. Thank you.
Awesome, thank you.
All right.
I didn't have the balls. I like to ask about the vegan tuna fish.
I like your Bob Barker microphone.
We can ask them when they come back. Yes, she is very Bob Barker. That's been covered, though, Tyler. I'm sorry.
I didn't want coleslaw. I'm sorry. I don't want more cabbage on top of cabbage.
You don't have to be sorry.
That's another problem.
I'm really bent out of shape about it, I have to tell you.
You have the longest legs.
Thank you.
And then you got here and you looked at me.
Okay.
And then I said, order whatever
you got to talk more into that microphone because you're barely registering.
Well, I kind of...
Not you, you're good.
I was the one who... Thank you.
Oh, look at this. Shot glasses of water.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was the one who decided on the sandwich, so I felt like you were given the opportunity to decide on the side.
Oh, I didn't get a coffee. What an asshole.
How's the little one, Mike?
I don't know. She doesn't seem to be moving around, so...
You think she's dead?
She might be done.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. More pickles.
Oh, thank
pickles.
You.
Oh, microphones and pickles.
Appreciate
a
it.
Winning combination.
Well, this looks like a really
smashing.
Oh, she's very awake. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ!
What? Dude, you're acting like she's. Why would you do that? Oh. Why in the world would you do that? We're already at that table. Now we're gonna have a dog escaping.
You just wanted to get her head out.
There's an entire like empty booth area. Surprised you didn't go for that.
I need to close that section because they get like you just messed the levels all up. Mm-hmm. I'm super loud now. This is the worst show.
It's not the best, that's for sure. Okay, it's still on hold. I don't know how the levels changed.
Okay, well maybe it just changes it. Oh, you know, maybe you just turned up the volume.
Okay, I'm gonna test it.
No, it's cool. I feel like we're torturing.
Line one, line
two.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not on hold.
It's not on hold. No. Please take this episode down.
Okay, who needs to be corrected?
Okay, you sound good now, finally. Okay.
Check.
Yeah, because he's talking into the microphone. He's not doing this.
All right, what have you guys been up to since I saw you Friday?
Like 2 days ago?
Anything good?
Oh, man, you don't even want to know.
You want to give some thanks?
Oh, yeah, this is our Thanksgiving episode, right?
It's our Thanksgiving episode.
I can barely hear Tyler.
Mike?
Tyler's very quiet.
Tyler.
We did all this before Tyler even got here.
Please
everything was great.
Turn me up. Make me to an acceptable Coco
we'll
6.
Put it on the table, Mike.
There we go.
Yeah, hide the recorder so they don't know we're recording. We all have four microphones at our...
All right.
Yeah, just put it on the table and...
All right, great.
What are you guys going to do for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to Big Bear.
Oh, that's right.
With the wife's family.
Oh, must be nice.
That sounds lovely.
It is.
Are you going to rent a cabin?
We're getting little cabins that are all like clustered together, I guess, with a little area for the dogs.
What are you cooking?
Is that called a clusterfuck?
We're getting we pre-ordered Vons like turkey dinner.
Ooh,
yeah. And all we have to do
is
frozen.
Like, like for the homeless people?
I think it might be. I don't know. And it's frozen, and we just got to thaw it out and then heat it up, I guess.
I got to say, that's a fantastic idea. No mess. No, I mean.
Lots of mess.
Probably a lot. Yeah,
no, but you just throw it all in a garbage bag.
It's like all behind you.
We were just talking about Apple Pan. They have no dishes, no plates.
You just eat with your hands
out? No concern for the environment.
They give you your hamburger on paper, and then you just gob up napkins.
What?
Yeah. French fries are on a piece of cardboard.
Oh, glamorous experience.
Well, they have no dish. They have no dishwasher. Oh,
but you use about 60 napkins.
Dude, just zip it up.
I got to push her head back in. Zip Sorry,
it.
Pooch. Sorry, Dahlia. Get your head back in.
Zip
okay,
it.
Good girl.
This
oh, shit.
Traumatize
hey, we're going to do the thing where we pause when the food gets here, yeah?
Maybe.
Yes, yeah, so we can have a 20-minute podcast?
Yeah. Hey, it's something. It's something because right. It was, you know, it's a Thanksgiving episode.
This is the episode that you listen to while you hate your family, so you run off into the bathroom, excuse yourself for like 5 minutes
into
at a time.
Bathroom and listen to the podcast.
And you listen for like 5 minutes, and you go back, you tolerate your miserable family at Thanksgiving. And then when
Johnny,
you
what are you doing in there?
And instead of telling them that you're listening to the After Zaster, you tell them that you're doing the thing that people do.
We're just doing
hello.
Huh. She just gave us a thumbs up.
Oh, good. Was she listening?
I don't know.
Tell her
what if she would have leaned over and said, this is the worst episode ever?
She walked right up as I was going to say that you would rather say that you're masturbating at Thanksgiving than
listening to the
after
joke. Disaster. I know, I was going
to
make a masturbation joke. I was doing that. And then she
are you doing that to be like a gentleman? Like
yeah.
Not take
that's right.
A woman just stood up and she left. And as she was leaving, she stopped right at her table and just stared at us with a big smile.
And she said, fluffer nutter.
Beginning to tell her, like, I was going to make up something. And she goes, I know what you're doing. It's fine. And walked away angrily.
Then she gave me thumbs up.
She went, this is the worst show ever, you pavs.
I took it as a thumbs up because she said, I know what you're doing. It's fine.
And then Tyler took a dull knife and tried to cut a pickle, a thick-skinned pickle, in half.
So he could be succeeded.
A gentleman and not take the entire last pickle.
Yeah. He didn't try.
A thick-skinned pickle. Sounds like it's from the Old West.
You need to get on your mic, too, a little bit more.
Oh, sorry.
So would you do you think you're going to...
whole thick-skinned pickle over there.
Enjoy Thanksgiving in Big Bear?
Yes.
Are the dogs going?
I hope so. I don't know. I wanted my mom to come, right? Because it's the first Thanksgiving without my dad. And she said that she was depressed and didn't feel like coming. I'm like, that's why I want you to come, Mom. But she got out of it. And
so we're her and Brett in the basement?
There's no basement, Tyler. We live in California.
Brett lives
no
in the basement. I have a basement.
Do you have a basement?
Do you have a basement?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you do. I've seen your basement. Creeps. Keeps a little kid down there, too. It's horrifying.
What? That's such an easy joke. And I have two down there.
Now I'm really upset that I made that stupid easy joke.
Yeah, and you didn't.
And last week with your Electoral College jokes,
they were golden though. Those jokes are awesome.
You and I are like crossing planes.
I don't know why you guys are just like chowing on that.
It's delicious.
Here's the thing: I'm starving. I'm not eating all day.
Well, there's some creamers over there for you.
Do you want me to make a mountain out of mustard and we can all just dip our forks into it?
A mountain out of mustard sounds like a new colloquialism.
Don't make a mountain out of mustard.
There I go, making a mountain out of mustard.
I'm more of a ketchup girl. No, just kidding. Mustard's the best. Mike and I were talking about corn dogs the other day.
New. None of these sound good. Whole grain pancakes. Blah.
That sounds fajitas,
delicious.
Fajitas,
summer
salad.
What's
wrong with you?
No.
Bananas and syrup.
Vegetables, citrus kale salad. No.
If Mike ate one of those pancakes right now, he'd be like, wow, these are actually delicious. This is the best thing ever. And then he would start telling everyone about it.
Yeah, he would be. You
gotta go to Lenny's, get the, I know it sounds crazy, you gotta get the whole wheat pancakes. It's amazing.
12 inch. No, they're not good. They're not, whole wheat's not good. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
What does he know? He doesn't know anything.
Here comes the milkshake.
All right.
Is that for the table?
Remember when we all drank that drink at the Hawaiian place? Yeah. This place had a thing called a flaming pig, was it?
Goat. Flaming goat.
Flaming goat.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you put sauerkraut in your
bowl. They put in the middle and it had like flames on it. And you got three really long straws and we all sat there
hot.
And drank.
There were croutons soaked in rum that were lit on fire.
That sounds cool.
No, awesome. You feel like you're going to die afterwards.
Really?
I really did feel like
it's pure sugar.
You felt like you were going to die.
We were all in the, all three of us.
It was
so we're
probably
in the
a gallon.
Parking lot.
And we sat there drinking it.
And it looks like a bowl of man juice.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Flame, yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, but Tara, who might be the best part of the program, is not picking up like she should be.
My mouth is pretty close to this thing.
Yeah, it's not your
How's
fault,
that?
I don't think. Go ahead, Tara.
Yeah, stay right on it.
Go ahead, Tara. You got to toss, though, when the
test
is in.
Test,
there we go, much better,
test.
Much better.
Yeah, we're going way into the red again.
All right. Whoa.
I don't want to take this conversation to a weird place in a restaurant.
It is so good.
Next to a young lady. But I had a girl today.
I'm so worried right now.
I didn't have a girl today. I came into a conversation between two girls, and they were talking about how different men's semen tastes depending on their diet, and they were both talking about how they gag if they go down at a guy. I just overheard this conversation.
I had a friend.
Okay, real quick, I gotta finish this. And one of the girls goes, they both knew the same guy, and she said, "Oh, I know someone who went out with him, and he."
Be mindful of your volume whenever you say what
you're
about to say.
One of them said, "I fooled around with him, and his semen tastes repulsive." And the other girl said, "I know his ex girlfriend, and she said that he came on her stomach, and it burned her, and she got a scar." And I was like, "I don't think that's possible." I said, "I don't think that's possible."
It's like industrial waste. My old roommate when I was living in Orange. Well, that's my old roommate.
I tell the thing like it's a discreet story. It was Nicole.
When I was living in Orange, my roommate Jenna said before anything actually was ejected. Is that the right word?
Ejected.
Eject.
Produced.
Could, she could smell.
Oh,
before
God. No,
anything
no,
was even
no,
and
no,
not
no, no,
and
no.
I went really, I went
we're not that sure.
And I went, what did it smell like? And she went, garbage.
Oh,
garbage.
God.
And garbage, there's a
she
wide
range. She throws chlorine away?
There's a wide range of what garbage can smell like, honestly. It could be sweet smelling or salty.
Mm-hmm. Give me that sweet,
hot.
Sweet trash.
Give me that sweet dog
and,
poop trash.
And
coming
holy
out of
cow.
Your penis.
She said that, and I was frightened. Do you guys want some? I don't know if Mike's cool with it, but it's so delicious.
I'm
going
to be honest with you. I'm not really into sharing my milkshakes with a couple of dudes, but thanks for offering.
Especially after that story.
If you want some.
What's on your wrist?
Oh, I just doodle on my hand at work.
Oh, I thought it was a tattoo. No. I'm like, did you get a staircase tattooed on your wrist?
No.
What'd you doodle?
I don't know what it is.
It looks like a tattoo.
Thank you.
It's good.
Thanks.
You should
If you need a temporary wrist with a Sharpie, I'm your guy. Anyways,
you think anyone's got a Livestrong band tattooed on their wrist?
Sure, they do.
Is there yellow
sure
tattooing?
Someone does.
Yeah, I got yellow.
So you're shaken up by Brian.
What's happening right now?
I'm watching TV.
What?
It's a commercial.
It's a commercial. Why are you sad?
I'm not sad.
Is it an emotional
it's
commercial?
A Time Warner Cable commercial. That.
It's got dogs.
Did you go into
though.
Fugue state when we were talking about the ejecting? Dogs.
Look, I think you got a totally raw deal. I mean, I think we can all agree on that. I'm sure there's more to the story. And I'm sorry. And I think the apology of like, I love you. You know I love you, man. It's kind of like, all right. Okay, that's nice of you to say, but it doesn't really remedy the situation. Is he actually going through with it?
I don't.
Question.
I don't.
It's like when Mark Zuckerberg fucked those guys over in the Facebook deal. He probably went, I love you guys.
Here's the bottom line. Like the Film Vault's a moderately successful film show that's done as a podcast. And I enjoy doing it. And I love talking about movies.
Two's
and I see
better
it
than one is my
I
thing.
I see it as a service. And I love to see movies and talk about movies that otherwise don't get a whole lot of love on other shows and this and that. And I love... My favorite thing is getting an email from a listener saying, hey, I saw such and such a movie and I would have never seen it, but I heard about you guys talk about it. I love that. And this,
cool. You're saving lives.
Saving lives. Absolutely, yes. And... I love doing it, and I really do. And I, Brian and I outside of the show would probably not still. Actually, I know I've gone through a lot of people that have been like phone screeners on Loveline over the years, and I don't talk to any of them anymore. Hey. And I don't think Brian would be any different.
Tyler's sitting right here.
But
I would
we
talk
still
to
do because
else.
Of the show, and like just like Tyler and I still see each other because of this show.
Yeah, not because we're friends, just because of the show.
But his explanation was that he. Was thinking about doing another show where he interviews people and talks about like one movie or just like he'd have like a filmmaker and he'd interview do like a whole show with a film something that's much more movie geeky
like the treatment
or something
or
that's all fine and good but my argument was I've thought of doing that a number of times I'm invited to junkets all the time.
My name is Bob Brian, and welcome to the treatment.
I rarely go to junkets. And I've thought about it a few times, like, doing interviews and maybe bringing them to the show or maybe having Brian and I both do it, but we're not that show and I want to do that. And I've thought numerous times about doing my own show, but then I stop in my tracks. I'm like, I would never do that to Brian or Logan. And if I ever dreamt of doing it, I would talk to them about it first. That's the thing. And his whole thing is it's completely different.
Yeah, Brian, it's Anderson. I had a dream last night.
And then you know what he ended with? Because we talked about it in the beginning of the show, and then we had a guest on this week's show.
He said
which made it really uncomfortable.
That's awkward.
Very uncomfortable.
Who's the guest?
His name's Rich, and he comes on every year for the top five gifts for the film lover.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
Will you... I'd like to know what those are.
Was number one a solo film cast?
Was one of them the Hayao Miyazaki collection?
No.
Of movies?
No. So we
was
brought it back.
Was one a pocket pussy?
At the end, because we talked about that movie Room, finally. We talked about Room at the very end. I love Room. Love.
Was it a little manipulative?
But
like, I'm
going to
make you cry, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm kind of... I'm
because I don't like that.
No, it's not.
I hear she's great.
He's even better.
The little boy?
The little boy is awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it would really fuck Mike up in a good way. I think he'd really like it. Because it makes you really think, like, how would I be if I was 5 years old and I lived in this little room? You know what I mean? Here
it's,
I am,
like
I'm talking
about
a movie on another podcast, though. So I shouldn't be doing that. It is very like Dogtooth, yes. We talk about it at length at the end of the Film Vault this week. So if you have not seen it, you should see it. If you have not seen it, don't worry, because we talk about it at the very end. Right before we get back into the whole subject, which we were talking about, and Brian tried to defend him. First, he said there's nothing wrong with it. I don't see what the problem is. And then he came back around and said, I can see what you're saying, like after the fact, though. That's why I say that he gave me all these different flavors of why it's okay or the way that he defended himself. And then his final thing was he tried to here's how he framed it. He's like, and I rarely bring this up. I think he might have started off by saying, I never bring this up, but I rarely bring this up, that when I was dying of brain cancer, you decided to continue to do the film vault without my consent with Mike Carano and Miss Movies. And that was his, like, well, you might be upset with me for this. And that's when I fucking lost it. And that's when I got really, really pissed. I was already pissed, but that's because that was very manipulative.
And he also never, if he had a problem with it, he never communicated it to you.
I couldn't get a hold of the guy. Granted, he was going through heavy chemotherapy and radiation. And, you know, he was off the grid. And I saw him, I think, once or twice during that whole thing. And I don't know. We only did 5 film vaults. And the show at the time was at a crossroads. I wanted to keep it afloat. I wanted to keep it somewhat relevant. And I wanted to continue talking about movies. And every single episode, we'd open with saying, hey, this seat is being filled by Corona right now. We're keeping it warm for Brian. The show, and we weren't making a dime. We weren't. It didn't have advertisers. We didn't have Amazon. We didn't take anything from Brian. We kept the show relevant. And that was his argument. And I got very pissed. And that's when I kind of lost my shit there at the end of the show. And I kind of was a little bitch, and I slammed my headphones down. I think it's the only episode where I didn't
even
say, I can't
wait to listen.
Do it for Van Gogh. And I'm a little bit, I don't know if I should be talking about it here, but it just happened. And
yeah, you should be talking about it.
Even if there weren't microphones, I'd be talking to you guys about it right now. I'm just worried that he might be a social. Do sociopaths know? And he's going to listen to this, so it's weird. But he doesn't mind that we're talking about this because we're talking about him. And it doesn't matter because Brian likes to be talked about. Do sociopaths know they're sociopaths?
Probably.
I think psychopaths don't.
No, sociopaths and psychopaths are the same thing.
No.
Yeah.
No, sociopaths are.
Psychopath is just the older term for it. They changed it to sociopath.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer. You know, psychopath sounds way better than a sociopath.
You know,
psychopath sounds like he has an extensive axe collection.
Yeah.
Sociopath
that's one
like
of the reasons why they changed the name.
Sounds like a rich guy that drives cars. And
yeah, what like why don't you Patrick try this Bacon angle? Bullshit.
Actually, you know what's really called now is antisocial personality disorder.
Dissociative or something like that?
Yeah, you're right.
Disassociative personality.
What if Dr. Drew came up with the new terminology for it, and then when you looked at it, you realized it was an acronym for Anderson? what would you think?
I'm a lot of things, but I'm far from a sociopath.
Yeah, I agree with that. But why don't you try selling Brian on this, that you believe... You got to really sell this.
You can't. Oh, no. If he's going to listen to this, then you're already defeating yourself.
Sort of a higher power angle.
I feel like this might be a joke.
That you think the film vault and his life are one, and you kept him alive.
Oh, I kept him alive. Like if the film vault went away.
If the film vault went away, cancer would have won.
Honestly, Brian came back probably too soon and started doing...
Wow, awesome. Yes. Thank you so much. I'm going to move this. Does anybody mind if I move
this? Came back too soon.
Brian was still really sick when we started doing it again.
Yeah, I remember.
We did one called Top 5 Feel Good Movies. That's what he needed to do because he was in such a shitty spot. And I really like your food a lot more than mine. Thank you.
Okay, by the way, I got to say,
we gotta pause.
These potato pancakes don't look like pancakes.
No, they look good, though.
They look like fried anything.
All right, let's pause. No.
What?
Let me chew into the microphone.
We're gonna come back in.
I'm looking for the pause button.
A food coma. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we should be talking about turkey patties. Yeah. I'm not joking. We should be talking about something.
Turkey patty talk.
$30.
We got turkey patty talk.
Oh no! Look at my microphone is so cute.
Where is it?
Oh, it's right there. My microphone. I like looks like an old time.
Can we get the bill?
Thank you very much. Okay, so this is adorable. My fucking microphone.
I can see why that is good.
What does it sound like?
Now it sounds
like
good.
Rah.
Yeah, it sounded like honk honk.
Oh wow.
It's
I look very old timey. Yes, I did. I look like Dionne. What is
Warwick?
It? Warwick.
You know, do we need these? Tell me this.
Oh no! Don't do that. Don't do. Because just now hers was off and it sounded like.
You know, these microphones are different. That's a much more sensitive microphone.
We said a lot of damning things about Neil Hamburger off the air.
Yeah.
I craved an actual hamburger.
We concluded that Paul Bryan's a sweetheart.
Yep.
And he did the right thing.
Thank you. That's in our rear view.
Thank you.
Did you split that three ways? And
what?
I'm just joking. Oh, Michael.
I didn't think you were three chicks.
Ty Ty, you get any new parts?
What? I've not been cut from any more sketches this week.
Really? Yeah. Is this like SNL?
I told Jillian and she was very sad for you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Jills.
Tyler was supposed to be in some money?
It was supposed to be in a sketch last
on Corden, and then the filming was running along, and they're like, "Yeah, we don't need that scene." This was
oh
like,
no!
I mean, I would have just been standing there taking photos.
But you would have been able to screenshot it and put it on Facebook, and we would all have been so proud.
They were like, are you SAG? And I was like, no.
You're like...
SAG is Screen Actors Guild for those people who don't live in the...
You going to eat that meat sitting there?
No, you can have it. What's going on with
what
you, Mike? You
that?
All right?
Oh.
No,
it's
for
oh.
No,
if you just shoved that into your mouth,
that?
I would have been really worried.
Was that turkey? Was that pastrami?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Michael.
You don't know what it was? That was pastrami.
She ate it.
Well, yeah, of course she eats it.
Weird, the
dog
ate meat?
That you gave her today he was like, she was acting a little funny today, but maybe it's because last night I gave her some spicy chicken from Whole Foods and then part of a rib.
I got her barbecued ribs, and she acted sick. She was laying on the bed like looking all sick.
Did she swallow the bone
with her tongue hanging out?
Well, he
out.
Sounded so surprised before he mentioned what he had fed her, and I was like, well, that might have something to do with it.
I cooked
Alaska Airlines cash.
Yeah, I cooked
52.
How much do I owe you? Milkshake.
I don't know math.
Throw it on the ground and then say 52 pickup. Remember that game? You guys ever play that game when you were a kid?
No.
I have. I've played it very much.
You played it very much?
I played it very much. I was a bored child.
Plus 6 plus 7.
Play it with yourself.
Are we like around 20 bucks?
Because everyone...
You're like 25 with tax.
Okay.
I have 25.
What? 25 with tax?
There's 20.
Yeah.
Do you have another 5?
I have
for
a, I have
him.
A, you
for
guys,
him.
Look.
Oh,
look,
for them.
I have a 5 pound note.
Oh, look at that. I have a
pound.
I'm sure they'll take it.
I'm from England.
Look,
this is a very
did you just get back from Europe?
I did.
Hey, I've been to Europe this year. Tara, have you been to Europe this year?
I have sure have.
Hey, you have been.
I don't have any foreign
Tara,
currency
you've
in
been
my
Europe?
Pocket, but
Michael,
I do have
Tara,
a penis, which it can
Michael,
be traded for
Jesus.
Services.
That's a pound. That's a pound.
I have pounds,
pound.
Too. Do you want to see? I got a couple extra pounds.
Wow, you're screaming. You're screaming like you got a lot of poundage behind your voice.
Oh, you're putting it in now?
Yeah, I'm just going to do that. What do you think of that?
Oh, this is a $2. That's a...
Okay.
Does that work? Does that work?
That's a
hey,
euro.
Let's not cuss so much. All right.
So you want to just put the rest on mine? I'll do the tip.
Is that work?
Yeah.
Does that work?
My
for
pound
you?
Beats yeah. your pound. Look
yeah.
at that fucking
oh,
pound.
Oh, your pound. I found my pound on a ship, though, in a safe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really fair. I can't really beat that. It's so uncool of you. I got my pounds in Heathrow Airport when I was buying my parents some jams.
Hey, that sounds good.
And Mike some truffles.
Yeah. We had a little
cool story.
I stole my pound when I slit some bitch's throat, man, and took it out
I
of her pocket.
I don't know why you got
to.
I
was
trying to do that to the story.
Do you have euros, though, is the question.
I wish I would have said it.
I did.
Well,
and I do
I
at
still,
home.
I still have them.
Mine are
so.
In a matchbox that I got from.
That
I got from an absinthe
an
club.
Express.
I escaped Europe without a single leftover euro. Our final cab ride
how
to the airport. Our final cab ride to the airport was 22 pounds or 22 euros, and I had 22 euros in change.
Wow. What
no
did
tip?
You guys fly out of?
You didn't
guys
tip
spend
them?
Time in Italy,
no
right?
I could. I wish what? I could top
no
this story you with pulling out a Disney
what?
Dollar. I have
why
Disney dollars.
Why do you tip the taxi driver? Why do you tip him?
Winner, winner, chicken
got, like,
dinner.
I literally had no extra, but I think he might have got a one extra euro.
Did anybody ever fly out of Fiumicino?
I flew into Fiumicino. I didn't fly out of Fiumicino.
It's the lamest airport I've ever been to in my
wait,
life.
Fiumicino?
It's the Roman
the
airport.
It's the
oh,
Roman
oh.
airport.
Rome, yeah,
it's
yeah.
a Roman airport. It's very old.
I'm so dumb. I think that
Corinthian
Venice is
columns,
all of Italy.
Land. Did you just... You didn't go to Rome, you
I'm
just
like,
went to Venice?
I'm like, there's only two airports in Italy.
I'm so dumb,
Marco
I think
Polo.
The streets are made of spaghetti.
I had a spicy meatballs.
I was just in Venice.
The streets are made of spaghetti. Yeah.
Do you guys want to see something funny?
I'm so dumb, I think
I'd
hassle myself when I go there. I grab my own ass.
Yeah, did you guys notice any predatory
I
men
I would think
there
that you would have a much more interesting phone case, Tara. Your phone case is kind of Dullsville, I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay. Why are we talking about this? I pull up my phone and I'm like,
sorry.
Attacked?
I'm not trying
I don't
to attack
understand
you.
This?
I feel like you would have something more like...
Anderson's
like
in a mood to destroy
like
friendships.
Like, do you think it would have like a mustache?
I've been meaning to talk to you about your phone
mustache.
Case. It's pretty Dullsville.
Look at your wallet.
Yes.
See, this is one of those things Jillian would say. See, that's what I'm talking about. You say horrible, asshole-y things, and I don't know why. Because you're
I gotta kind of agree, though. I don't like that phone case.
It doesn't.
Really?
It doesn't suit you.
It's like blue.
It doesn't.
It's like a boy's phone case.
What phone case should I have? A little hipster mustache? Should
no,
I have
no,
like
no,
phone
no.
case to match
Sailor
grandma
Moon?
Wallet?
Like, look at mine. Mine's sweet.
That's
so sweet.
That's adorable. That looks like somebody's fucking. That looks like some moody kids. Background wallpaper
yeah.
on their MacBook.
Right here.
Let's see Tyler.
Not even their MacBook. They're
Dullsville. All right. You have
mine
a second.
Is a businessman in the entertainment
wait, let me
industry.
See Mike's.
I got nothing.
You guys all have boring ass.
Yeah,
yours
your guys
is
boring. That's
yours?
What your guys is.
It's a case
dude,
where everything.
Mine's by body glove, bro.
I
is it
had to find a picture from Fiumicino.
No. I made this case in my second period case making class.
You guys, look at the fun pictures of Fiumicino. They're like, you just left Rome. Here's some more pictures of Rome, and we're going to put it.
They always do that all over Europe.
How weird is
on
that?
The ship
look at,
they
look
did.
At Mike.
Is that in the airport?
It's in the airport. They have a beautiful picture taken at the ruins.
I was just about to yell that, but on the ship, like we'd get back from Olympia.
How weird.
We'd get back on the cruise ship, and then they have like horrible green like screen backdrop of Olympia, so you could have your picture taken in front of it. I'm like, but we're just there, maybe it's for lazy people who don't get off the ship.
Also, I have to say something else. Okay, so our flight from, we flew from Rome to London and then London to LA.
This is the bougiest podcast we've ever done.
When we got to London, when we arrived in Heathrow, which is the...
Can you just put the balance on the card? Thank you so much.
You got money for a tip?
When we...
he's got it in tip. Be warned.
Shut up. I'm tipping.
He's like a compulsive tipper. So we got to Heathrow, which is like the worst. It's the best airport, but it's the worst airport. But it's like a high-end shopping mall. Anyway.
All airports are shopping malls now. It's the weirdest thing. That's the thing.
They had like Prada and Gucci and stuff. And I was like, I just need to do some last-minute shopping before I go back to
duty-free shop.
I think it was the airport in Bangkok.
Don't say that.
That was... It's...
They had better than massages, happy massages.
Like, yeah. It's
scary.
It's the fanciest place, like marble floors and
slippers.
Gold everything. It's amazing.
So it makes you feel uncomfortable. It makes you feel like you're like, I'm underdressed for this airport.
Or else they want to lull you into being comfortable
when they
pounce on you to arrest you for being a child predator.
So our flight
to Bangkok or is it Taiwan?
I was just picturing any airport anywhere. I'm like, that's the most random.
I'm just thinking about like the local your local Gary Glitter cover band guy, and he's so much a cover band of Gary Glitter that he actually molests children and he goes to the other countries to do it.
He's like a method cover guy.
Yeah.
I had a nice story. And you guys just really
I'm in a Bruce Springsteen cover band and I fuck every photographer that takes my picture.
Jesus. Okay, so our flight to fucking LA from London, where it's sitting in the business lounge in London. Ooh. And our flight's
late. If you want to get bourgeois, ask her about what her seat was like on the plane.
Okay, we're getting there.
And we're sleeping in chairs.
Oh, that's not bougie.
Very comfortably. They had free food and stuff. That was nice of them. But our flight was delayed. I didn't post anything online about it. Sorry, we're just posing for a picture.
Should I
didn't post anything online about it. We just spoke about it. I talked to my mom about it on the phone, and look what comes up on my Twitter feed.
Fumicino.
look what comes up on my Twitter feed. I'm just talking about it.
Audio podcast. This just happened just now?
No. When I was sitting in Heathrow waiting for my flight to come in.
Her EasyJet.com was delayed 3 hours or more in the last 6 years. Claim up to £510 now.
Look, it's flight delays. It's a Twitter page for flight delays. Uh-huh. They were listening.
Oh, they were listening.
Clearly.
No, they weren't.
And then there was one time I ordered muesli.
There's a GPS on your phone, and they can tell where you're at.
I know, but
did you get the $500?
No.
Were you flight delayed? Because it says they haven't delayed in 6 years.
My flight was delayed for like 3.5 hours.
You should have got 510 pounds.
10 pounds, yeah.
Well, that was the point of it, that they knew that my flight was delayed somehow. Yeah.
So did you get the money?
But other people probably get that too. Like, I got one that said your period is going to be late, and I'm like,
Also... I ordered muesli up to my room in Rome.
As one does in Rome.
Right.
When in Rome, you have to try the muesli. You got to order it to your room.
It was Kellogg brand. Thank you
so much.
Thanks a lot.
Is it like a grain?
Yeah, it's like
granola.
It's like sawdust.
It's like fancier granola.
It's
kind of
like wood chips.
Right?
Okay. It's raisins and oats. And it was Kellogg brand muesli. And it came up to my room.
I don't mean to top the story, but I think I'm going to Tombstone this week.
And I ate it.
I was going to ask what everyone's doing for Thanksgiving.
And I ate it. On my Twitter page, a sponsored ad was Kellogg brand muesli or Kellogg brand breakfast cereal in Italian.
And Charmin. Isn't that weird?
And I didn't post anything online about
it. Diarrhea medicine.
Hey,
I don't know what it is.
The coincidence, is that kind of what you're edging towards? Or you're going with
I'm edging toward they're listening.
Really? No,
they're literally listening. They have like microphones listening.
They're listening to your... Were you talking about your music?
They can also...
Well, how did they know my flight was delayed? How did they know I had muesli?
They didn't know you for like searching. Like maybe you searched muesli. Like what is muesli?
No, I did not. I did not.
Do anyone else on the show get that?
My knowledge
you know, like when your heart's broken and like you hear all the lyrics and love songs, like you don't notice them.
This ad is about me.
So like you're like your mic was just on muesli. So like maybe
Tara, you want more muesli information?
Because she had me in a stranglehold, baby.
Do you know what I mean? Do you really think they're listening? Do you really believe
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Well,
I wanted her to want me.
Have you seen Eyes Wide Shut?
Yes, and it made me feel sick. The muesli was the first thing.
Because you couldn't fulfill your desires after that movie.
And then EasyJet. Is there anything else? Wait, were you on EasyJet? Were you flying EasyJet?
No, it was.
Well, no wonder you didn't get the 510 pounds.
Jesus Christ. Which is why I didn't pursue it.
Fuck. Where were you flying?
God damn it. I was flying British Airways.
British Airways.
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Oh, the weirdest seats, you guys. Okay, so we were in a double decker.
You know what's weird about that plane? Even its teeth are bad.
Thank you, Neil Hamburger.
That's beautiful.
That's
that
pretty
looks
good. Yeah,
no, I'm showing you the time.
I'm showing you the time.
Oh, yeah, we got to go.
Let me see your backdrops, guys. No, go. Tell me about your seats.
Oh, our seats.
The show's just getting good, and we got
to
go.
Well, we'll be giving 5 more minutes.
Why do you have to go?
I got to bring you home, and then I got to bring Dahlia home.
If I leave right now, I don't have to pay for parking.
Okay, then let's go.
Oh, I got to pay for parking, probably. It's an hour free. I think I've been here over an hour.
Hey, when I say I'm jealous of something, it's not really true. I'm not really jealous of things, but I was definitely envious. Maybe a little jealous when she sent me a picture of her seat on the plane.
Good. I'm glad we're getting back to the seat because I felt very. Like she was rude.
Because it wasn't just a seat.
Yeah, it's
it was
a bed.
A bed.
We get it.
It was a nice little. It was a little pod. It was business is technically on some planes.
I'm British Airways in first class. You get a butler next to you the entire time, right?
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And his name is Jeeves.
12 Jeeves on the plane.
Jeeves. In Air France, we were sitting in the very front.
Remember the noise that the chimes were
Air
making?
France,
we thought that
Air
was so
France's
annoying.
Business classes is pretty standard, but their first classes.
They have a little.
What about wee wee class?
They look like the little pods, like something you'd see like in a movie from the 70s about the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were lovely. The flight over, we went from LA to Philly and then Philly to Rome. The flight from Philly to Rome was bomb.
Philly doesn't really, we don't say bomb anymore.
I never noticed
Philly
how
doesn't
cute
really
your
belong
little
in
ears
there.
Are. Look how tiny her ears are.
Okay, let's. What? This is an audio podcast. Well, look how all right, real quick. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Easy, Gary Glitter.
I'm hanging out with my extended family. I'm cooking a big ass meal. It's going to be delicious.
Michael, you may or may
I'm
not
I'm going to drive to Tombstone Wednesday night and spend the night there. And then get up and go have Thanksgiving in Tucson and then it just explore.
Oh, it's cool.
I'm driving over and driving back.
Can I change my answer? I'm going to change mine to send. We're going to
go to Philly and then
we're
Rome.
We're going to kill our own turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then
I'm
afterwards,
bring a
we're
turkey back from the dead.
I'm going to eat. Can okay, you imagine? Guys. You know somebody's having a zombie themed Thanksgiving somewhere.
Okay, I'm so sorry about what I'm about to say.
Well, you can still not say it.
I'm going to eat a turkey.
Exactly.
Out.
Sorry.
Stop.
Sorry, you ever regret.
Okay, I'm sorry I said it.
No, say it.
I already said it.
No, what are you talking
I'm
going
to eat my stuffing out of
what
the turkey.
Michael said I'm going to eat a turkey.
Hold.
Out. Yeah, I'm sorry I said it. I don't know why it popped in my head. I thought it was funny. Like me going down on a turkey.
Now I get it.
Oh, you mean like sexually?
Yeah.
Like cuddlingus, the turkey.
Yeah, except you're actually eating
hey,
stuff.
You know about talking turkey? Let me show you about talking turkey.
And
I'm holding
stuff
the little spindly
stuffing.
Legs up in the air.
Spindly
with the little chef hat thing up on them.
And if there's anybody out there who thinks stuffing is called dressing, then you need to check yourself.
What are you doing
into
for
a mental
just going
facility.
Going to the in-laws. My parents are going out of town because they don't want to deal with anybody.
No,
I
don't
know.
More
power
to them.
You should go to their house and have a party.
Where are the in-laws? Where do they live?
Like 6 houses down from me.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
It should be fun. What do you guys? What's the theme? What's the theme for the menu?
No theme.
Is it like Southern? Is it like New American?
Zombie turkey.
Turkey.
Giving thanks is the theme.
That's the typical stuff.
The Thanksgiving. The
pumpkin
turkey.
Pie.
Turkey still gobbling.
Sweet potatoes.
My mother and I are making.
Cheese.
Can I just
the
say we're
gobble.
Making a banana cheesecake, a la Cheesecake Factory, and the crust is crushed up vanilla Oreo cookies, and it's amazing.
That sounds.
I'm gonna give you. I'll bring a couple slices.
Hey,
for
that
you.
Sounds trailer.
Oh,
you
already told
me. Sounds trailer good.
I'll see you.
Does it sound like Midwestern?
It does. Yeah.
Thanks for
like
sharing your week with us, everybody.
Hey guys, no, honestly,
I have 1 minute.
I'm
gonna make it.
I said, what is that, a dollar?
You're gonna give me some change.
Settle the hell down, all right?
We're
having money.
I have $5. I have some dollars.
Literally, seriously, like to thank all the listeners for
putting up.
Honestly and sincerely, thank them for listening week in week out, and for like the Scott by Scotts of the world, who do the website, for making it worth our while.
There's only one Scott by Scott of the world.
Who favorites all of my tweets? Thank you so much. Does not go unappreciated.
To
save all my tweets. What the
to
hell?
Damien. Yeah,
and they're liking. They're like.
Oh, yeah. He likes
website,
all my tweets.
And all the people that helped me on the films last year. And
did you
just
notice how.
It's very nice. It's a nice community, and I'm very thankful for you guys being out there. And I'm very happy to know that the people still find this somewhat enjoyable.
Wait, did you just listen to the Bill Burr podcast after you got back from Madison Square Garden?
I'm 3 months out.
Oh, okay.
Behind.
Because at the end of that episode, I felt very thankful for our listeners. He like touched me on a like.
Cause he did
because he was like very thankful to everyone. Blah 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 blah. And I was like, oh, that's like how I feel about our people.
Oh, stop it!
Your people are cool.
What?
He did Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty goddamn impressive, isn't it?
Yeah. You guys should try to
we could
do Madison
or at least Carnegie Hall. You know
what?
At least.
Yeah, why not?
We should do like some we should make some kind of garden and have something to do with Madison Square around it.
What is a Madison Square?
I don't know. And why?
Like Madison Avenue? Is that what that's for?
And where is the garden? What do they grow there? Cabbages?
Wait, what's the background on your phone?
I had so much bullshit go down with that Bill Burr show. Like if somebody wanted a poster made of Bill Burr.
He makes the posters himself and sells them on his site.
I made one. And
was he smashing out of the Madison Square Garden?
For a specific guy who was going to be backstage. It was for his birthday and Bill signed it.
Yeah.
And they were going to present it to him backstage and all this fucking bullshit work. Like, this has to be done by tomorrow so it can be shit sent to New York and all
he's
this.
He's trying to act like he's put out by it, but it's actually really cool that he was involved somehow on some level.
I was put out by it. And then the guy called me and goes, everyone forgot. Bill signed it and then he forgot and he gave it to Dave and Dave's just going to bring it back to LA and give it to him here.
Hey, do you guys watch John Mulaney's Netflix special?
Did Bill Burr, did he sign it? What's the deal? Where are the carrots in this garden?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what he signed it, but I made three.
It's my gold.
Three prints.
Oh, I'll hear it later. Mike, when I write down every sin that you've made against the listener in this episode.
Mike is a comedy snob, and he was laughing, giggling like a little kid at John Mulaney's comedy special. Yeah. His new Netflix
John
special.
John Mulaney's comedy special.
He's great.
Great. Let's plug some more things that aren't this show at the end of our Thanksgiving episode.
Stay tuned for Brian's new podcast.
Yeah.
It's called The Bald Vault.
The Pleasure of No Andy, I think is what it's called.
First of all, okay.
We're done with it. I'm done. I feel bad.
I don't
want to
get into what I'm thankful for because I got to go and all this do that on the New Year's show.
What?
On New Year's Eve, I'm going to wrap up what I'm thankful
for. Oh, I'm thankful for that sandwich. For a lot of stuff. Let's bring a sandwich. It's delicious.
And thank you for the meat that you gave me. Thank you, Tara.
Yeah, it was good meat. It had corned beef and pastrami and Swiss cheese and Russian dressing.
I'm thankful for two of the people at this table.
Thanks,
leave it up
in
the air. It's a mystery.
Why aren't you thankful for me?
I didn't say it wasn't you.
Don't forget to listen to Brian and my new podcast, Baldywood.
Just kidding. I'm thankful for everyone here, especially your cup of coffee.
Including Lil Pup.
Did you guys notice some weird stuff that went down in this restaurant?
What?
We cleared everybody out.
Every old person was just staring at us like they were like
mesmerized.
Well,
it's like 9 p.m. It's like way past
And then the guy
bedtime.
With the vacuum just like hanging out like...
He wasn't hanging out. You're being paranoid.
He's checking
Maybe
to see if we were still
were probably wondering why
check
we were
check your tweet feed. You might have some stuff about vacuums.
Oh, my God! Kirby! Kirby just favorited my tweets.
Who's Kirby?
The vacuum company.
Is that what? Kirby. I've never heard of Kirby.
What's the backdrops on your phone? What's the wallpaper? Is it considered wallpaper?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, mine's not cool. Mine's
his
precious.
His wife's areola.
Oh.
What?
Is that her belly?
I was going to say vagina.
Is that pregnant her?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was going to say. Yep.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Sleep tight.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Be safe.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Thanks for listening in the bathroom during your Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thanks for listening while you're skydiving.
Don't kill your family.
Thanks for listening underwater.
Know that they'll all be gone one day. My family's.
Enjoy the turkey naps.
Good night, everybody. Yeah.
Even though Tara claims there's no such thing as tryptophan.
Well, look, there is tryptophan. But also, you're eating so many complex carbohydrates, that could make you sleepy, too.
That complex carbohydrates just made me sleepy.
Maybe you're just always sleepy. I'm sleepy now.
Have ham instead. Don't do that, actually. Ham is bad, because pigs are smart.
Yeah. But there's a taste.
And remember, go vegan.
Vegan tuna fish dish. That's really...
Why can't I unplug this fucker?
Jimmy Page is the best.